Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Divorce Court. It sounds like a fairy tale initially, but now you say you've reached a point that you think she belittles you and embarrasses you.
Yes, Your Honor. She looks at me in front of my friends and yells, "If you wanted spaghetti, you should have married."
Okay.
Heels at four, heels bad right in front of my kid. I don't want my son raised like that.
This is a lack of communication and lack of respect. Plain and simple.
He don't wear his wedding ring whenever we go out on a family function.
I really don't like wearing jewelry on finger jewelry. It's...
Excuse me, boy, you standing up in my courtroom with all kind of jewelry on right now.
Is that your wedding ring?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Had it on for 23 years. Never took it off except to play ball.
That didn't make it better. Okay. Your Honor, I am a producer, a songwriter, and an overall artist.
Mrs. Korb, what do you think of this?
It's no money. It doesn't bring no money. I'm the only one who working.
That's the only source of income he brings into the house?
Yes.
But then on top of that, Your Honor, let's leave finances for a minute. Let's just go on another thing that really itches, bothers me, which is, I've been raised in America. I like to see the clothing of a modern woman. Nothing too covered up or too backwards. So I've developed a fetish over the years, beautiful bodies, beautiful women here. And I like my wife. She's beautiful. So I would like her to wear something a little revealing when we go out. When we went to the Bahamas, Your Honor, let me give you an example. We were on a cruise. I bought this very expensive bikini-looking thing. I've never went shopping for women's clothes before, but I went to the top store to get it. But anyway, I got it, Your Honor, and we were on the cruise for 4 whole days. I asked her one time. Oh, we were with my friend as well and his wife. And she had no problem wearing the clothing that she wear, the revealing clothing that she wear. Anyway.
Okay, excuse me, and is it another Indian couple?
This is another Indian couple, yes, Your Honor.
But were they raised in America also?
Yes, Your Honor. They were actually raising. Yeah, they were.
Okay, so give me 1 second. You went back home, just so I'm clear, to the little girl that you grew up next to because there was something you were searching for, and I think it was the traditional culture that you saw back in the day. But now we're over here in the U.S., you want your traditional cultured wife to become more modern. Did you talk to her about that? Did you tell her what your expectations were so that she could manage those?
Your Honor, marriage is a compromise. I just wanted her to compromise for one.
I want you to answer my question. Did you communicate to her when you were dating her, when you were bringing her here, when you were uprooting her from her traditional culture and family, that you expected her to change? Because you went and got what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Your Honor.
And pursued it. We have a saying, you knew who Jimmy was when you first met Jimmy. Okay?
I did communicate with her. I did tell her, listen, this is cool to wear here, but as you've seen on television, that...
No, really... you communicated that afterwards. I'm asking...
I communicated to her. We talked about it.
Mrs. Kaur, did you know you were coming over here to become a non-traditional Indian woman?
He asked me, I said, no, I'm not going to wear it. It's not a part of my life. He told me when you come to pick me up from the airport, make sure you wear this dress, like this kind of, because he like it. And I told him I'm not comfortable to wear a bikini. I can wear like a shorts or something like that, but I'm not gonna wear the bikini. It's not.
Your Honor.
Let me talk. Why are you cutting me off?
I told him.
One second.
You need to respect my boundaries and everything. He don't. Like, he want me to wear... And he start, like, shouting in front of those people. I told him, you need to respect me. Like, I'm not wearing... That's my choice.
Your Honor, I submitted evidence that... Just to show you that it wasn't what I bought for her was not that revealing. Instead of wearing what I bought for her, she wore a 90s baggy t-shirt and shorts. That's not, Your Honor, that's not what you wear in the Bahamas.
What you wear in the Bahamas. It's what you wear when you're comfortable. It's what she...
I try my best.
She individually wears.
It was just a day, Your Honor. We were there on for 4-day cruise, and she's kept saying, I'll wear it tomorrow.
Mr.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
No, Mr. Reyna, Mrs. Kaur is never going to be somebody that wants to show her booty. That's just not who you married. Okay? And guess what? She's who she says she was. She's not fake. She's not pretending.
That's not sexy to me, Your Honor.
There you go.
Yes, sometimes I tell him to wear the... He don't respect me. He wear whatever he wants to wear. So how come I listen to him?
You want your cake and you want to eat it too. You want the traditional woman in the house. What's that song? I want a lady in the streets.
And a freak in the bedroom.
Yeah, I'm sure you do know. That's exactly what you want. That's it. And Mrs. Kaur is saying, that's not me.
And he doesn't want me to give another baby.
Well,
I want 3 kids. I do. I said, we're still young. We can have another baby. I don't want a kid like when I turn 40. He said he don't want another kid. It's too much
Your Honor,
expenses.
Again, we had this agreement before we got married that we were going to have 2 kids.
No, he was agree with me. He said we'll have 3 kids.
Clearly, it's a problem. Why don't you want any more children?
He don't want kids.
Your Honor, I do not want kids because we already been blessed with 2 beautiful kids. Okay, we already got 2 kids, and plus, when we had our first,
Mr. Rayner, you ready to go? I can tell.
But wait, is this the point of the whole atmosphere now? When I had my first kid, I had my mother around. It was a nice guardian, a babysitter. You know, we go out party, do this, do that, hang out, come back, baby, it's cool. But now, Your Honor, since my second's born, I don't have my mommy no more, so it's just her and I.
Mr. Reyna, your needs have changed. I'm waiting for you to tell your wife the truth.
Yes.
Your needs have changed. That's what it is.
That's why I need to go ahead and get away, you know?
And you kind of sold your wife on something else. This is a conversation that should have happened a long time ago. A real one. Mrs. Kaur, I understand that you all have brought a witness here today.
How about my intern niece? She's here.
Yes, this is actually your
birth niece. This is my niece.
She know how much I love him, and she know everything.
She says it's her niece, too, because that's how close they are. But
she's close to me.
She really is her niece. If y'all are married, that is her niece.
It is her niece.
Absolutely.
Really my niece.
Robert, would you please ask the witness to join us?
Sure.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Would you please introduce yourself for the court?
My name's Arzu Reyna. I am the plaintiff's niece.
And the defendant's niece by marriage?
Yes.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Mrs. Kaur seems very traditional, but it seems as if Mr. Reyna's not looking for that anymore.
I'm not sure what he thought was going to happen.
The marriage consists of compromising, Your Honor.
He was prepared, and it seemed as though they were working together at one point, and it just seems over time...
they've grown apart. Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back. So, you've been listening to the testimony. Were you born in the U.S. or outside of the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am, I was born.
So, you were familiar with, shall we say, Americanized women's culture. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. You heard what we've been talking about. But you, I understand, don't think they need to get a divorce.
No.
Tell me why.
I don't agree. I would say the effort that she has put in to adapting to the American culture is beyond what I would expect a woman of from rural India to have put in. I really feel as though these are issues that could be solved without having to get divorce involved, because in our family and our culture, that's not something we go towards.
You don't divorce?
No.
You try to work the problems out?
Yes.
But it's interesting because Mrs. Kaur seems very traditional and beautiful in her traditional way, but it seems as if Mr. Reyna's not looking for that anymore.
I'm not sure what he thought was going to happen, because when everything was in order for their marriage, it was understood what he's getting and it was understood what she's giving, especially when she comes to the States. Of course, we all know that battle is something else of the culture shock, but he was prepared mentally to take on what she needed to be coming over. And it seemed as though they were working together at one point. And it just seems over time that
they're
grown
apart.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Kaur, tough question. You gave up a whole lot of your own background and family. When's the last time you've seen your family?
I feel betrayed. It's been a year, 5 years. I didn't see my family. I miss those. I miss my family. I want to go back and see my family.
So it's been 5 years of you not having any of your own personal family support.
Yes.
Mr. Rainey, do you understand how that can be kind of problematic in and of itself? That you've asked her to embrace your entire culture and lifestyle. She's given up her entire culture and lifestyle. And you complain when she's over here bringing it to your family. Do you understand what that dynamic seems?
Yes, Your Honor, I understand. But like I was saying, the marriage consists of compromising, Your Honor. And I think we're at the point where if a little compromise is needed, she shouldn't have a problem with
it. But where's your compromise been? Help me to see what you have done, how you have brought to the table. You know, I know about the store failing. How long ago?
It's been about three, four years? Yes.
The store failed?
Yes.
What has happened in those 3 to 4 years? How have you held her down?
We had another baby, and so...
How about you?
How about you?
What have you done? What have you brought to the table? How have you supported her? We're here supposed to be doing this together.
Together, right. So right now, since we had the baby, I didn't have no babysitter like my mom when she was here. So I had to stay home. I'm a stay-at-home dad. Now, when she is home, I get to go out and maybe do something that I have a client.
Okay, Mr. Reyna, though, Ms. Kaur?
He's been spending his time in a studio and, like, producing, like, he's doing his recording and everything. He's not bringing any money home. There's a lot of pressure on me.
Mrs. Kaur, I want you to hear what he's saying to you. He needs you to be somebody different. And I'm not sure that you have the ability to do that.
No, I'm not. I'm not that strong enough.
Mr. Rainer, you've got to make a real hard decision.
The best I can do, Your Honor, is I can help her get back home.
I don't want to go back.
And I can't do this anymore.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Mr. Reyna, my instinct is you've checked out. You want something different.
Yes.
And that makes me very sad. What would you need to do to stay in this marriage? Because that's where we are, Ms. Kaur. Not that I want it to be that way, but I want to hear. He's going to tell you what he needs to stay in this marriage. Otherwise, it's one thing I can tell you about happens in America. If he wants to seek a divorce, he's going to get a divorce. But I sense there's some real love here. Is it salvageable, Mr. Rain, in your mind?
No, Your Honor.
Have you said that to your wife?
Yes.
What have you said? Because I'd like to hear how you think this should be resolved today. What would you like?
I say today it should be resolved, Your Honor, by once again stating that I do want a divorce from my wife and letting her understand that this is the next step that needs to happen. And after this happens, I can just, you know, go ahead and seek shelter with my family somewhere for a little while I get back on my feet. And then go things from there. The next.
So you're serious that it's time?
Your Honor, it's been 13 years.
Did you bring divorce papers to court?
I can get them sent.
So, no, but see, this is the best part about being here.
Did he mention my family? No, how I'm going to mention to my family? My family doesn't know anything because it's not a part of our culture. And I've been telling him he need to understand that.
Mr. Rainey, you didn't bring divorce papers, and you know that's always a sign to me. Because if you brought divorce papers, that usually says to me, I'm ready to do this, Judge. I'm ready to sign this. I've already signed it. I can't tell you the number of people who walk in here with a gray folder with everything already filled out and signed. As they said, they done.
I believe he still love me. It's just an ego and his anger issue.
I'm listening. Mr. Rayner, what would you like me to do? Because I want Ms. Cora to be happy.
Your Honor,
I understand that this is your culture. You've got to make a real hard decision.
The best I can do, Your Honor, is I can help her get back home to her family.
I don't want to go back.
And I can't do this anymore.
Ms. Cora, are you listening to your husband?
Yes, I do. But I don't want to go back in India.
Here's the thing. Don't you want to be happy? Because you're here in this country.
Yes.
You've got a good job, clearly. You're respected at your work. You have people who love you. And I know this may not be a part of what you thought was going to be your long-term
plan. I want to fight for my family. If I'm sacrificing, he can do too.
No, Mrs. Cora, I want you to hear what he's saying to you.
I'm not angry.
He needs you to be somebody different. And I'm not sure that you have the ability to do that.
No, I'm not. I'm not that strong enough. And I don't want to move out.
So, Mrs. Cora, this is going to come down to you all figuring out a conscious uncoupling.
Hmm.
That's really what's going to happen, and it's painful. It's really painful. And Mr. Rayner, I don't think you've been fair by not being honest earlier on what it is that you needed.
Well, it's changed over time, Your Honor. It wasn't something that initially, like she said, of course I like the traditional way, Your Honor. But you know, as far as when you grow older, you grow wiser, you grow a little older, your taste buds change, your preferences.
Oh, I get it. My needs have changed. We started off this conversation with that.
And
but you had not communicated that, because this today is the first day for you to make a decision on how you all are going to navigate these next few weeks and months. Ms. Rayner, is there any hope? Is there anything that I can say or do or give you as a resource? If it's not, please tell your wife so that she can start to put her life in place.
Your Honor, I just need some time and space. I just need some space and time to, you know, to just time and space, because I haven't had that with a house full of kids, being home with her on my head about this, OCD this. And, it's just going...
I can work out on my OCD if he can, work out on his anger issue. We don't get divorced, my brave.
Ms. Cora, you're not listening to your husband. You're not.
Can we do counseling?
Oh, I offered. I just did. And that's my whole point. But I have to hear from Mr. Rayner that there's some hope and that there's something.
I mean,
you cannot clap from one hand. You need two hands. So if I'm 100%.
Well, but you have to let the hand come to you.
Yeah, he can compromise too.
Only if he wants to.
But he has to acknowledge it first. I'm sorry. That's something he hasn't even done. Like, you can change up your mind, you can change your needs, but he has him not communicating it, him just going straight to the
question. That's what I said.
Is the issue.
Mr. Rayner?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have the floor. Is there something you want to say to your wife?
Okay, yes, Your Honor. Look, that's fine. We know we can try it. We could try the couple counseling. You know, we could try it. But I can't promise anything that, you know, I can't promise you that, oh, will that go there and it'll just, you know, snap, change my mind. You know, it don't work like that. But, I mean, I promise that, you know, we'll go if I'll sacrifice that much, Your Honor.
Mrs. Cora?
Yes.
Your husband is going to give this a shot. But let me tell you something. You will lose him if you are not willing to compromise. And by the way, I don't tell you that you have not. I am not saying that you have done anything wrong. I am not encouraging you to be anything that you are not. To the contrary, I'm encouraging to stand in the space that God has created for you and figure out what it is you want in a marriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because Mr. Rayner may not be it. But the court will order marriage counseling. I don't know if I even have hope for it.
Me neither.
I do.
You heard the answer.
I do.
You heard the answer.
Yes.
I encourage you to walk into it with an open mind, though. If you want to save your marriage, it's going to be up to the two of you.
this marriage counseling.
So, no, you really need to get it together. It really sounds like you don't know how to communicate. And if you can't communicate, nothing's going to go right for you.
I will offer marriage counseling. I will order marriage counseling. But these two people, their marriage has been over.
He keeps saying compromise, compromise, compromise. It takes two people.
Mm-hmm. She did say you need two hands to clap. Mm-hmm. But if one hand is all the way in the other room,
right,
there will be no clapping.
No.
None.
Made in Georgia.